Sup, strangers. I'm Britt.
And I'm Dee.
Welcome to another episode of
It's a Strange World After All,
the podcast where we discuss true crime cases, the supernatural, urban legends, conspiracy theories, and all of the things that keep the world strange. Today's episode that we had planned went left, but it went right. I would say it went left and it went right.
Yeah. And right, I thought I wore my alien shirt for nothing.
Oh, no. Save it for the next time. We'll save it for the next time. We are recording this post episode because we had got right. Dee sidetracked the whole show, got us right into talking about this post. And then it spawned a whole episode. I think we're both kind of, you know, feeling casual, tired. I got old black men yelling in the background.
And my job is draining me.
Yeah.
I was like, my goodness, I have never felt as old as I do now.
I'm sorry, I cannot relate. Because I was like,
my whole body has been hurting. Because even soon as we done, I'm about to get into bed.
But yeah, so enjoy today's episode.
Please. And tell us what you think about these types of episodes.
Oh, yeah.
No script, no nothing, just us.
We should title it Shooting the Shit, Strange World Edition. I don't know. I figured it out.
I've been seeing this a lot lately. So I was like,
so explain to it today. The listeners, what is this?
So somebody tweeted, a man tweeted, my biggest fear is unknowingly dating a girl who is capable of witchcraft. So Spiritual Word, their caption, this is, I don't know if you can see it, but this is their caption.
This is so long.
I know, they were going off.
Oh my God.
Basically saying women who show these signs are witches and stay away from them, basically.
Okay, so signs of witches.
Some of the signs are collecting rocks.
What kind of rocks? Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Collecting rocks. They have a lot of candles. They grow herbs. And in parentheses, it's to create spells and offerings. But then I feel like herbs are like, to me, that could be tea. That could be, you know. I don't grow herbs, though. I would if I had a garden, though.
Yeah, same. You can grow them in the house, though, because you can get like a little planter and grow.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. And then it says they collect crystals. What else? Animals suddenly appear when they're near. They know the next bull or new moon
suddenly appear every time. You can Google that. But yeah. Okay.
They practice astrology in parentheses, zodiac signs.
I feel very attacked.
I do. I was like, I feel attacked. They have an inquisitive way they view the world. They are very curious about things that are philosophical. They're very intuitive. And then in parentheses, they rely on their gut feeling, tarot cards, and other forms of divination.
They believe in energy
and the universe. They have an altar. Huh. I don't have an altar. And some might blatantly be open about who they are. And then it says, men, be careful. Look past these women.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. And ask more open-ended questions to learn more about who she is and her beliefs. That's the only way to know a woman's true nature, character, personality, and her spirit. Lastly, watch and listen attentively. So
if I'm like, I'm like on the first day and I'm making spaghetti with herbs from my herb garden and I'm like, oh, it's a full moon. And I'm like,
wait, that's funny you should say that because I just saw a post the other day about a man. He was saying that a woman put a love spell on him and she put her blood in his spaghetti.
Ew.
So they were saying men don't eat women's spaghetti because it could be a love spell.
So I've recently been getting into, I feel like this could be a whole episode. Do you want to just shoot the shit today? I literally feel like this could be a whole episode. So look, I've literally been getting into, not for like any particular reason, but getting into love spells and like sex magic. So that's that. Like, I was like, okay, I knew, I had heard like if someone sleeps with someone else while they're on their period, that they could perform like sex magic. Like, I have a friend that basically said that they thought that somebody had put a love spell on them through sex. Yes. And I was like, wait a minute, is that possible? I was like, were they on their period? And they were like, no. And I was like, oh, okay. And then I was like, well, how does she do it? And then I looked it up and I was like, wait, you could do sex magic and they don't have to be on their period? Because I had only heard of people being like soul ties and people putting love spells, but I thought that was only on your period. And I was like, what? Sex magic?
See, I never heard that. I just heard like just spells, like casting a spell with herbs and stuff. I've never heard about the period stuff. So
while having sex or just in general?
In general.
Okay, look. So see, look. You think I'm playing. I feel like we can talk. Okay, so look. I am about to look up. Because I don't want to say it wrong.
Oh, why are you looking that up? So I was reading the comments and they mm-hmm. both mostly been getting negative comments. Because they're like, you know. But somebody commented, y'all forgot to add empaths. And I have a lot of opinions on that because I feel like a lot of people fake it. Because I do believe that people are empaths, but I don't think that there are a lot of them. I think it's like a small few. And then I feel like some people use it. So there's a certain comedian, I won't say her name, but she said something and she got a lot of backlash, but she blamed it on being an empath. And I was like, you ain't never
she say?
In your life mentioned being a, huh?
What did she say and blamed on being an empath?
I can't remember. It had something to do with the pandemic because this was like when the pandemic first started.
Okay, so my thing with, because I have notes now because I was okay, we all over the place. Let me, before I lose my thought. So my thing with people being empaths, I think people are confused about what an empath is, what an empath does. The severity of empath, I guess. I don't want to say like level, like choose your level. Like I'm a level 6 empath.
I know. You know? I know what you mean.
Just the act of empathy. So like an empath is just someone who feels more empathy than the average human, like in some capacities. Technically, everyone is an empath. Everyone is capable of being empathic, but it just depends on like to what level. But I do agree with what you're saying about people now kind of just like with yoga, like people, let's be honest, white people found out what yoga was, found out what it did. It ended up being trendy. And then it's kind of moved into this mainstream, just like with veganism, it moved into like this mainstream thing. They've made spirituality mainstream, which is not a bad, it's not a bad thing because we all should be walking around floating in our higher consciousness because everybody would be happy. There would be no wars. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And then and I think a lot of people confuse being an empath with like being a medium almost.
Yes.
So we that's why I said this. I think. Yeah. So an empath, what a lot of people like what you said, and then a lot of people not just having empathy, but you can feel, you can read the room better. You can feel what other people are feeling. And you, See, I feel like to a certain extent, everybody can, you can read the room. Some people just choose not to, or because
they're
don't
so in their own fucking head. They're so narcissistic. Yeah. Like, I don't want to use the word narcissist, but they borderline on narcissism to where it's like, I don't really care about anybody else's feelings. So what am I reading the room for?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of people get those two confused because again, of course, people fake being mediums, but
that too, that part.
That's why it's like so hard to tell like who's, you know, real and who's like just scamming people. But I was like, that whole thing was just funny to me because a comment mentioned, they're like, what y'all are calling witchcraft is what our ancestors used to do.
I wrote a note to circle back on that.
Because I was like, seeing what people were saying in the comments, and that was one of the most liked comments. Because I'm like, yeah, they sage all that. I'm surprised they didn't mention sage in their caption.
Palo Santo.
Yeah.
Pine, burning pine. Okay, going back to real quick, empath. So some empaths, though, they're so sensitive to energy to the point, though, to where they can be a medium. Because I've never seen, like, a dead person, but I've been in spaces where I felt like either evil spirits, a presence, or like when we were in Memphis and we were by that window, the one that she was saying that people were committing suicide. Oh, and before she said anything, I was telling my mom, I might even say something to you. I was like, I feel really uncomfortable. Like, I feel really sad. I was like, are you okay? I was like, I don't know. I just feel like almost like hopelessness. And then she said that and I was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah. I was like, this whole topic is just interesting to me because how people are so quick to say it's demonic or call you a witch. Because even this same page, they even made a post saying that having tapestry, like a woman could be considered a witch for having tapestry. I'm like, I was like, I feel like they're coming
curtain. At me. Oh, no, like hanging tapestry in the room.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm like, curtains? You can have curtains. She's trying to hide the fact that she's a bruja with her tapestry. Okay.
But yeah, I was like, this whole topic, because like me and my coworker, we used to talk about that all the time. You know, the one Camille? Mm-hmm. Yeah, we used to talk about that all the time, like energies and stuff like that. Because I used to always say, when I go to work, like when I'm getting up and get ready, like I'm fine. And then when I walk in the building, I get sick to my stomach, my head hurts. And then when I leave, I'm fine.
Yep.
So I was like, I feel like it's a certain energy that was there. And then we were talking about that one day. And then the next day, another lady, she used to work there, and she came up there to talk to me or whatever. And she, before I even mentioned it, she was like, you still here? She was like, you got to get out of here. The energy is, it feels worse. She was like, I just walked in here and now I feel like I got to leave.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I do believe in stuff like that, but not saying that I'm a witch. And then what exactly is a witch? If we're going to be technical.
What exactly is a witch? That's the thing. Because some would also, go ahead.
I was going to say, I think there is something called like a green witch, where those are the ones that use herbs and stuff like that. And then you have
a black witch.
Yeah.
And then white. Like white witches, girl, let's not even get started on. I was about to make it about race. Why is everything that's seen as pure or good or holy white, and everything that's negative is black? But, I was just looking up. So, like, the definition, like Merriam-Webster, is a witch is a woman who is believed to practice usually black magic, often with the aid of a devil or familiar sorceress. This meaning of witch is commonly encountered in contexts relating to historical Christian religious beliefs about witches and witchcraft. So, technically, by this definition, unless someone is using all that for something malicious, they're not a witch. If anything, you could say that they're a healer.
So I remember seeing this woman. I saw it on Facebook. It was a while ago, a white woman. Now, I don't know the Bible like I should. I know a little bit, but I don't know, you know. But she was saying, like, sage, Palo Santo, all that stuff was in the Bible. And I was like, I don't know, because I'm not too familiar with it. But she was basically saying what y'all are calling witchcraft is in the Bible. She was like, they saged, they did all that. And she said, what else? Because I saw this video a long time ago. Oh, because she was saying about how how the caption mentioned, like, she believes in the universe and stuff like that. She was saying, if you want to get technical, if you're thinking the universe, technically you're thanking God because he created the universe or whatever.
Yes.
So she was saying a lot of that stuff is in the Bible, but people just choose to ignore it.
Yeah. Even think about prayer. Prayer is the same as manifesting. Like, if someone is not religious and they're manifesting, they're calling on the universe to make something happen for them. If you're religious and you're praying, you're calling on this deity, yeah, this God, this higher power to make moves in your life. It's the same concept.
Yeah. Oh, and then you were talking about yoga earlier. So I just thought about this, how you remember Dawn had that yoga group at church, at her church, and they made her stop doing that.
Yep.
Because she was getting complaints.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it's yoga.
It's yoga.
How is that? I don't get it.
First of all, we in the South, some of y'all need to be getting some movement in, because you out here eating sweet potato pie and sticks of butter. Paula Deen, you need to have your butt in the yoga. I'm not saying.
She like, wait, look. She's I'm not saying like, her. No, why am I in it?
I was saying the stick of butter. I'm not coming for Paula Deen. Yeah. I don't, you know. But no, I remember that. And then I was trying to find the Bible verse, but I'm just looking at different articles and they're saying that there is scripture about like incense rituals in the Bible. Oh, hold on. Let my prayer be directed as incense in thy sight, the lifting up of my hands as evening sacrifice. I guess that's, I don't know what that is. It says that Psalms 141:2, but it basically says that it does not condemn or advocate for it. It's just in the Bible. Like, it's not like you shouldn't do this, or like you should do this. It's just in there.
And then I'm going to send you the post so you can go through the comments too.
Ooh. I feel so attacked. So exposed. Like, all of this I do.
Like, there are a few people that are agreeing with it, but like, for the most part, people are like, y'all are basically judging people.
And you're misinformed. You don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Somebody said a lot of y'all do witchcraft on a daily and don't know it. Good morning.
I do believe that. I do wholeheartedly believe that.
So there's this woman that I follow. She says, and I was like, maybe that's why I'm broke. She was like, when you repeat stuff over and over, that's like a chant. And so I was like, she was like, don't ever joke, even if you joking. Because she was like, I used to joke all the time saying I'm broke. She was like, but I feel like I was manifesting it. And she was like, once she started, you know, being serious and being more positive, good things started happening. Yeah. So saying different stuff over and over, like, is, she's saying, is a form of a spell, because it's technically like a chant.
Which, I mean, you know, it is, but a spell to me is the same, literally is the same thing as manifesting.
Oh, look, and somebody threw in dream catchers.
Oh my God, and I have like five of them things. Oh, that's what we were talking about, because I was going on my rant, because I was like, people calling it spells, but it's the same as manifesting. You got manifesting, you got praying.
And look, somebody said they have a long paragraph. I'm not going to read it. I'm just read the first sentence. When God does his magic and has powers, what do you call that?
I mean,
somebody said God gives people the same powers to know, guide, and protect.
It say, if that's the case, me and been witching for years, we just call it toxic.
What? I do not see that.
It's the first in my list, probably because I do know this person.
That's what it is.
But okay, that's another thing. Because I was watching something and they were talking about, like, this whole concept of a witch was basically to suppress women. It was used by men as just like an oppressive tool, because it was like, think about it. Yeah, like women getting burned at the stake for being witches, but they were all women who were free thinking, could read, could write, had ambitions, allegedly, apparently. I found another podcast. They say allegedly, supposedly. And I was like, okay, obviously this is just a thing.
I guess. And see, I've never heard anybody say it until now.
Me neither. Like,
because even when I first said it, I said it by accident. I didn't even mean it. And then allegedly. You just kept it going.
Because allegedly, apparently. Because that's how you feel. You were like, allegedly, apparently. That's how you really feel.
That's funny.
She said, y'all are not about to demonize collecting rocks, herbs, and the moon phases.
I saw that. Look, some dude was like, this happens to be my preference.
Oh my gosh, y'all, if we do this, which is looking like we are, if we do this as a full episode, we're gonna, the day that we do the post episode, we're gonna post this in our story. So if you are listening to this, maybe for the week of, we'll do it for the full week. So you can go look at this, because what?
Yeah. Somebody said, damn, y'all, I'm a witch, I guess.
So I guess. Look, I used to call it that when I was a kid, but then I was like, maybe not call it a witch.
Yeah.
But I guess we're going
to
be.
And somebody said, what we are not going to do is demonize our ancestral practices. So there's another thing about the ancestors.
And those are dated back further than modern religion.
Yeah, the further I go into the comments, I'm seeing stuff about ancestors.
Somebody said, y'all pray to a white god.
I saw that. Yeah, this just doesn't make sense to me.
Okay, write this down or jot this down. There is a documentary. I watched it with Trish, but we watched it on some kind of app that I need to look into. I need to ask her the name of it. I'm sorry, Tubi. Y'all, again. No, Tubi could never. No, the stuff that's on Tubi is trash. I'm going to have to get the name for her, too, so I can put it in the details. But
I'm really sitting up here. Oh, okay.
I got you, girl. No, I'm talking about
the... I thought you were saying you didn't know the name. I was like, how are you going to tell me to write it down?
I know the name of the documentary because she sent it to me, but I don't remember the name of the app. That's the thing that I don't know. Hold on. I think it's called A Quest for Ascension. Let me see.
Let me write that down.
I didn't realize we text that much. Jesus. I could have just searched it. I said I didn't realize me and her text this much because I was sitting there scrolling through my text and I could have just searched it. But what it is, they talk about basically ascending, which you know what ascending is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the term spiritual ascension means a magical awakening of your soul into a higher level of consciousness. It is a vibration frequency that generates positive energy and light. It unleashes your innate powers and wisdom. The ascension is an evolutionary process that is multidimensional and confusing. It is confusing. But the documentary is exploring the questions of like where humanity came from. And like how we got here and like what's next for humanity and like talking about our goal in life is supposed to be ascending. Like everyone's goal is ultimately supposed to be like, you know, this is our bodies are like this physical morsel. We are spirits or souls or what have you in this world. But our goal, and then when you die, you pass over into like the spirit went around, but it's really, they feel like it's just like the universe. Like the universe is the heavens. Our goal is supposed to be bringing, if all of us have ascended, we're essentially bringing heaven on earth. But I was like, okay. So they had like different experts and then they were talking about, like the hieroglyphics that you can find on walls and stuff and how they tell stories of people having ascended and like even like how in religion, a lot of the stories are similar, like some of the practices are similar, and then a lot of those stories in like the saviors, like you have a god, he creates something, the world is like I don't want to say on fire, but yeah, essentially everybody is damned because humans are trash. We're trash. And they send a savior to come. And they say that they believed that we were getting close to another savior coming. So I don't know, like, if you believe in Christianity, that is like God, that Jesus coming back, or like whatever you believe, that person's about to come back. Not to destroy everything, but to be like, oh, y'all don't forget. Like, y'all don't forget. So I don't know if that's going to look like the show The Leftovers, which was a good ass show, by the way. Have you ever watched that?
I haven't seen that.
It's good, but you know what it's about. It's about...
I've never even heard of it.
Oh my gosh. Okay, it used to come on, I think, HBO. And it's about The Leftovers. So something happens where... literally people got schlooped up by the sky. They just disappeared. They just schloop. They, I'm putting the baby in the car, I turn and grab the milk, the baby gone. Like that, they showed a scene where this lady's baby was just gone. I was like, oh my gosh, but like that. And there are people that are, it's about the people that are left over and they don't know why. It's 2% of the global human population. They disappear. Or they're left over. No, they disappeared. That's what it's about. It's good as hell. It's got Justin Theroux in it.
Oh.
Liv Tyler. I don't know. Regina King's in it. I forgot Regina King was in it. It's good.
Yeah, I've never heard of that. That's interesting.
If you find it on something, watch it. Because I was like,
Is it like, how long is it?
It wasn't long. I don't even think it was too long. That seemed long. Hold on. I don't even think. 59 minutes.
Oh, okay. That's not bad.
It's Gaia. G-A-I-A. I think that's extension. Yeah, I feel like it's an extension of Prime Video. Or like you can do Gaia through Prime and they have a 7-day free trial.
How you spell that again?
G-A-I-A. But y'all, if y'all just search A Quest for Ascension in Amazon Prime, it'll prompt you and then you can get Gaia.
Okay. This guy posted, as long as I got King Jesus, no bloody spaghetti formed against me shall prosper.
No bloody spaghetti. Oh my gosh.
But like, do you really think women are out here putting their blood in spaghetti? Well... I take that back.
Some, I was going to say.
Yeah.
It might be one crazy woman.
And then to me, so when I started looking into like the, like spirituality and stuff like that, I just see nothing but, it's just all positivity. It's like showing you how to be, because that's what I need. That's why I looked into it in the first place, because I was feeling like the energy where I was working was off. And then, because it started like, am I crazy? Because I thought, I was like, am I crazy? Is this like something that I'm imagining? Because I literally would be sick when I walked in there. And then when I, as soon as I walk out, I'm fine. And so that's when I asked my coworker, I was like, do you believe in like, that you could feel like different energies and stuff like that? And then we just started having this conversation and she was telling me about, even though I didn't, like different books that she read and stuff like that, that helped her. But I'm like, I don't see how that could be considered evil or demonic when you're trying to work towards positivity.
Yes. Yes. Like you said, I've never seen any postings like, cause you know, Pinterest be having everything. You can learn how to read crystals, tarot, palms, anything, auras on Pinterest. But it literally is never something that's like, that has ill intent behind it. Even like, even if you're looking at love spells, they'll even be like stuff that says, well, technically, like, don't do love spells because like you can't really control what other people do. It's about protecting you, protecting your space. So yeah, it's not even have anything manipulative about it. So like those people doing that shit, they probably witches. The most of us over here doing spiritual things, we are focused on ourselves. We are focusing on bringing good things to us and releasing negativity. Yeah. Even by definition, spirituality is the quality of being concerned with the human spirit or soul as opposed to material material. I said material.
You sounding like me now.
Look, yeah, you had a material or physical things. The shift in priorities allows us to embrace our spirituality in a more profound way, which again, bringing it back to Christianity, because again, that's what I most identify with. You are supposed to be of the spirit. You are supposed to be of heavenly things, heavenly thoughts, heavenly intentions, and drop worldly or what? Physical things.
Yeah. And you know what's so funny? So when I first started looking into all that, and then me and like just me being me, I just like candles. I didn't even realize that there were meanings behind them until I really started getting into that stuff. So the whole thing, I looked up different color candles and what they do if you're going to use it for like spells and stuff. So the pink and red candles are for like love spells.
Yeah.
But like when I was looking into it, I'm not saying that that's all that's out there, but the majority of what I saw was the intention. Yeah, it was for love, but people were using it for self-love. And that's what I saw the majority of it. I wasn't seeing like, oh, make this person fall in love with you and this, this, and that. It was about people working on themselves. And so, yeah, because I had ordered candles and I ordered all the colors because I feel like all of them are like positive, even black. So, because I think somebody said something about me having like a black candle one time.
Mm-hmm. That damn hocus pocus candle.
But so I don't have them anymore, but I did have a few black candles. And as far as crystals, I have black tourmaline. That's like one of my favorite crystals.
Ooh, what is
and
that?
And not to mention my favorite color, one of my favorite colors is black. And when I looked into it, black wards off negativity. That's why I bought the black candles. Ooh. That's why I have the black tourmaline. I was trying to get obsidian, but it was sold out from where I get my crystals. So like black obsidian, like everything black is like to get rid of negativity. So I'm like, people don't really look into it.
Mm-mm. I used to be like, I don't know why people call us black. We need to be brown. Okay, I'm going to go back to being black because we sick of y'all. Back up, y'all. We was good. We was living our best lives. Now we just trying to repel y'all. Get away from here. Get out of here.
So, yeah, I think a lot of people look at black and think negative. Yeah. But it's really, if you look into it, it's really not.
Yeah. I need to get into crystals. That's my next venture. I didn't know. Right now, I'm currently trying to get down my tarot. I might bring my cards and do you a reading, girl. They're cleansing everything, but this is my little.
And then that was the exact, it's a witch on there.
It does. It says modern witch. I just don't feel funny. Like witches.
That's funny.
A derogatory
but
term.
But that was the deck that I was looking at when I thought about doing it.
I love it. I said I'm gonna start traveling and doing readings and making herb joints for people. Be like, here, smoke this herb joint, and then we will get into your reading. I was like, you look like you would do that. I said,
That's funny because you know that tapestry I have, the one with like the moon and stuff on there. It's like purple and black. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What was I doing? Because it was with Tahir. So I think, it was when he first started his Patreon. So he had a Zoom meeting with everybody in the Patreon. And he was just going through and talking to everybody. And he was like, I ain't trying to be funny, but you look like you finna do some readings. Because I was sitting in front of my tapestry. Yeah. I was like, Lord. I was
you should have been like, call me now.
I know. I was like, if I thought about looking into it, I just never got around to it. But I feel like a lot of this stuff is like misconceptions, because if you really look into it, it's not demonic. It's not witchcraft. I mean, I guess you, again, that's going back to what witchcraft actually is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But again, that doesn't mean that it's used for something negative, like.
Yeah.
Like witchcraft does not have to be, even though, and I think too, it's because as we found out by definition, it says specifically like black magic. So people thinking, oh, witchcraft, brouhaha, you doing magic, you casting spells with frog legs and stuff, newt's eye and shit. But that's not necessarily what it is. Real quick, I want to go back to sex magic. Okay, so sex magic is basically the idea that an orgasm are considered to be like basically like an ultimate magic force, because they believe that orgasms can cleanse your body, and like, because it's like the closest, or like, what am I trying to say, like the highest energy frequency that a person can get to, at like especially like us regular humans that don't practice it. So they feel like through an orgasm, you can do sex magic, which is like manifesting. So they have like guides that you can use to cast spells during sex. And some people believe that if you are on your menstrual, because think about it, you're cleaning your body. It's your body's way of like cleaning itself, like resetting the vagina, that it's even more powerful.
Yeah.
So that's why I was thinking when that comment said people be doing it unintentionally. Some people do it. Some people do it. And that's okay. Some people do it unintentionally, especially when it comes to sex magic. That's why people be saying, some people with sense be like, don't be letting it just in your body, into your temple, your domain, because they could have ill intentions and not even know and put that on you. You walk around depressed and don't know why.
Speaking of sex magic, do you think that would make sense for her to practice sex magic? Ooh. Like with the effect that she has on Erykah Badu?
I was just talking about this.
She gets brought up a lot when you mention like sex magic and stuff like that. So I was like,
We were just talking about her because we were talking about her perfume. Because we were talking about ways to make money.
She has a perfume?
Remember she was going to sell her Badussy, like the vagina juices scent oil, whatever.
That was an incense. Yeah, it was incense.
Oh, whatever. Yeah. Whatever. Whoever. I was like, a perfume? Whatever. She got perfume? I don't know. Some will have vagina juices.
Yeah.
Her vagina juices.
Yeah.
No, I believe that. I either believe that she was doing sex magic, especially with her and Andre 3000, because Andre 3000, I feel like he tapped into a higher frequency after he's, you know. It's either that or, because, you know, I've been told, I'm not trying to toot my own horn, but I think it could be because she vibrates so high and is like sure of herself. Seems to have ascended. That energy for people, especially men, especially once you've connected with her in that way, are so tethered to that energy. It's almost like dopamine. It's like a drug.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, I need more of that, please. And, you know, I've heard that myself. Because my energy, you know.
You are stupid.
I'm serious. You're not playing, girl. I'm serious. I'll be walking in the room, guys be like, ooh, I feel something on my back. And I'll be like, that's that energy. That BDE, that big damn energy.
About to say.
That's what I'm going to start saying. Did you? BDE, big damn energy. That's what she got. I don't know what you're about to say.
That's not what BDE is, but.
It's for me. For me, I'm going to be like, you know, they say I got BDE. It's a conversation starting.
Lord. It's funny that I saw this today because I've been thinking a lot lately how I need to get back into that, into manifesting it. So, because I'm working on manifesting something right now, but we'll see.
Okay.
Another thing I wanted to bring up was, because there was a big discussion about this in Daylan's Facebook group. So, he's getting accused of witchcraft and being demonic and all that because of what, you know, ghost hunting. And he was saying how even more so now that he's doing what he's doing now, like going to cemeteries and stuff and doing like spirit box sessions and all that. He was saying he's been getting a lot of DMs of people accusing him of being demonic, of being a male witch, a warlock, whatever you call him or whatever. And he was basically conflicted about it because his mom is a pastor.
And oh, yeah.
So he was saying, you know, ever since he started doing the whole ghost hunting thing, he's kind of been conflicted about it. But he says she supports him and, you know, and she doesn't see anything wrong with it because he was saying, like, as long as because he is, like, respectful about it. It's not like he's going there and, you know. But that was, like, a big discussion in the group.
And this is Dalen from the Ghost Brothers.
The Ghost Brothers, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I don't understand how ghosts and demons have become synonymous to some people. Like, that doesn't make sense why it's proving that there's an afterlife, or trying to prove that there is an afterlife associated with evil.
Yeah, I don't get that either, but apparently that's what it is now.
It's entertainment, it's media, it's society, because even like the spirit board, like why are Ouija, I was thinking because people are like, have you seen that movie, Ouija or Ouija? Why are Ouija boards associated with something evil?
Exactly, because it's a toy. It is literally a toy. That's its intended purpose. It's a toy. But I don't know who was the first person to ever use it to try to talk to, like, spirits or whatever. I don't know how it went from being a toy to being used for that. But even still, I think people, whether they say it or not, a lot of people have a lot of, not a lot, but you're interested in, like, I don't want to say, like, interested in death, but it kind of makes, because, like, I know I go down rabbit holes all the time, but who hasn't been curious about death and, like, the afterlife, reincarnation, stuff like that? Yeah. I feel like that's just normal to me.
Yeah. It's like one of the things on this plane that no one, I mean, has come back to say, oh, this is this.
Yeah.
And wait a minute, I say that, but then you have those people who have been dead, like that show on Netflix. What was the name of that show? Life After Death, I think is the name of that show. Those people who died for however many minutes and came back to life and literally were like this one lady was saying, maybe she was drowning or something. She might have also been one that had said that she had suffered with, like, anxiety her entire life or something. It was something like that, to where she was trying to paint the picture of from when she was alive and dying to as she was dying, how she felt. Like, she said she couldn't explain it. She said it was like an overwhelming sense of just peace. And she was like, I never experienced anything like that in my life. Mm-hmm. And she was like, I don't know if that's what people refer to as coming to the light or what. Like, I legitimately felt like everything was going to be okay. Like, there was something amazing about, amazing is still just such not even, like, I don't even think our vocabulary can describe, like, what she felt, the sense of, like, serene that she felt. And she said she came back to this raggedy life. No, I'm just kidding. She didn't say that. But she came back and it was like, oh, wow. Like, somebody said, I think they said that they saw something, like some sort of otherworldly being.
Hmm. That's interesting.
It was just interesting. It was very interesting.
And you remember, I don't believe her, but you remember, I don't know if I told you, but years ago, I saw this YouTube video. It was this little Hispanic girl. She was talking in Spanish. I had to read the subtitles. That's what took me so long to watch it, because I kept getting lost. But she said that she died and Jesus took her to heaven and he took her to hell before she came back to life. And what you were describing just now, she basically said that's what, like, heaven is, like how you feel and stuff like that. But then when she started talking about when she went to hell, I was like, she lost me. Because I was like,
what'd she say?
She said Selena was down there. She said Michael Jackson was down there.
Girl, what?
And then she said every time you listen, basically any musician who is not singing gospel, they're in hell. Who died, they're in hell. And every time you listen to their music, they get tortured. And I was like, what?
Okay. I mean, no.
She was saying how when she woke up, she was like, she stopped listening to Selena because Selena was, like, one of her favorite, like, singers. And she said she saw Selena down there being tortured. She saw Michael Jackson. I was like, What in the world?
Yeah, I don't know about that one, sis.
This was a long time ago, but recently, some guy said that he went to hell. It was a pastor. Matter of fact, because people were like, okay, y'all need to stop going to his church, because why did he go to hell?
Because
he, I don't know what happened, but I don't know if he like died for a little bit. I don't know. But he said he went to hell. He said they was down there listening to Rihanna. And basically, it sounded, not to be funny, but it sounded fun. But he was like,
said, that sound kind of lit.
It was basically, he was saying it was like a big party down there. But like, why are you in hell, sir?
So that
you are a pastor.
He was like, y'all, they had Christine's and Cole 45. Yeah. They had Cripple Cole.
I just remember him saying they was listening to Rihanna. I forgot what song. It was a specific song he said. I forgot what.
Was it Work? Where was it?
Probably. I don't
remember. He was sipping his pina colada and everything like that. Where? He was like,
oh man. But yeah, I was like, stuff like that interests me. But the little girl, I think that was debunked. I think she was just hallucinating because they said she was fasting.
Oh, okay.
And I think all that happened while she passed out.
Oh, that is an intense hallucination. Maybe I need to stop eating and see what happens.
I know. I was like, I just find the whole topic interesting because it's always going to be split. You have people who think it's evil, and then you have people like us who don't see anything wrong. Like, as long as you're not practicing dark magic, then...
Yeah.
Because like I said, all I've seen about spirituality is focusing on being a better person, being positive, you know.
And I hate to, you know, address the elephant in the room, but didn't the white man use Christianity to justify slavery? Weren't they using Christianity to...
What?
Yes. They were teaching, like, the teachings of, like, how in the Bible it's like you're supposed to, like, obey your master, blah, blah, blah. They were using themselves as this, like, yeah, so, see, if you keep doing this, if you keep, you know, obeying me. And then they weren't doing it themselves. Remember, they were like going and teaching, like you had your token slave, your pastor slave that you, that's, I believe how, cause there's like a documentary, I think, on that too, like how the dynamic of like style of like black preaching and stuff like that, it came from slavery. They were teaching them how to read, but they were only teaching them specific things to where it would justify slavery. And then they would go tell their congregation that trusted them. That's why you have like a number of African-American people that have like converted to being Muslim, or because they're like, wait, that this Christianity is a European.
It is. And then we all know Jesus is black. Well, was black, but
he wasn't white for sure. He wasn't what today's the, because think about it. Technically back then you didn't have the concept of race. So he wouldn't know what a white person is today.
Yeah, because white people don't have hair like wool.
Mm-hmm.
I just always think of that picture my mama had. You remember that picture she had of Jesus with his locks? I think
That Jesus was fine. Lord Jesus, help me when you see me in, when you see me down under listening to work. Eating a BLT, they're gonna be like, why are you here? Because Jesus was fine.
Man, that's funny.
I used to be like, look at fine Jesus. Where she get this from?
That's funny because there, a couple years ago, there was a Twitter thread. It was some black guy. He was like, who else mama had this picture of Jesus? It was that exact picture. And people were uploading pictures of that same Jesus. Apparently it's a popular picture. Oh, if I Google Black Jesus, what's his name? The show is going to pop up. The show Black Jesus.
I forgot about it. I was like, it's going to be a bunch of stuff. Black Jesus portrait that is probably in your grandma's or mom's room. Google. Hey, Siri.
That's the first thing that popped up. Is
When you said Black Jesus.
I put Black Jesus painting.
Look at that, Black Jesus. Come on.
Oh my God, that's funny.
That is the
I should buy this for her because I don't think she, and she keeps everything. I don't even think she has it anymore.
Well, if anybody's looking for it, it is on sale. It's called His Voyage, The Life of Black Jesus by Vincent Barzoni. Just Google it. Google Black Jesus painting and tell her, DM us, email us.
That's funny that was the first one that popped up.
Why this one look like Mike Epps? What the heck?
Which
he's
one?
He's the one he has on like a head wrap thing. He looking off into the sunset. It's like, he got on like an orange.
What?
It's at the top. So, okay, it's in the sponsored Black Jesus paintings at the top, across the top. Oh man. I might have to take a picture and send it.
Yeah, because I don't see it.
Hold on. Oh my God, he looked just like Mike Epps. I never thought Mike Epps could play He don't look like Mike Epps. I wish y'all could see. We're going to have to post. So in the post, maybe we can have a picture of the post instead of posting it. Well, no, because we do still have to post it. So we can have a picture of the post. We can have to find Black Jesus, and then we can put this Black Jesus on Instagram.
Oh man, that's funny.
Remember that. The screenshot of the post. We're gonna put find Black Jesus, and we're gonna put Mike Epps Jesus.
Oh man, that's funny. I don't know. I wasn't expecting him to look like Mike Epps though, but
he looked like Mike Epps. Oh my gosh. Oh,
that's funny.
Anything else? The post heard around the world that spawned at least 30 minute episode.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Oh, wait, no, let me say one more thing. If we were doing final thoughts, the fact that it said the part about trusting their intuition.
Yeah.
Oh, they're very intuitive, rely on their gut feeling. What the hell is you supposed to rely on? Help. No, you get what I'm saying? Like, help me understand. Yeah, sir. If I'm trying to make a big decision and I could go either way, you know? If I'm debating whether I want Pizza Hut for dinner or Domino's for dinner, Papa John's, you got to trust your gut sometimes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, that's dumb. I truly feel like this just has something to do with like a hatred for women. Like, you know what I mean? Like, oh, she's talking about she trusts her sixth sense, her gut.
Funny you should say that, because I don't know who runs the page, but I think it's a man. And I have been this close to unfollowing them for a long time because it was a whole Twitter thread about this page.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They were like, how is your name going to be spiritual word, but you just post nothing but negativity? Because I followed them because they were like positive and all that. But then the more I look at it, the more I'm like, they kind of seem like they don't like women a little bit. First of all, they used to post Kevin Samuels all the time.
Mm-hmm. Red Who's flag. Kevin Samuels?
That guy that passed, when did he, die last year? The black dude with the glasses who always bashed black women.
Oh,
he had like people would like call him and ask him for like relationship advice. But I was like, why were women still calling in to him? Because he would basically ask them like, okay, what do you want in a man? And basically asking them to rate themselves 1 through 10. He would say, rate yourself 1 through 10, but you can't say 6 or 7. No, you can't say 5 and 6, I think.
Oh, so you can't rate yourself somewhere in the middle. You have to go lower, go high.
Yeah. And basically, he would say women who weigh over like 160, 70 pounds should lower their standards.
Oh, in what sense, though? Physically or just in general, like all around? Like, all if he don't take you out on dates, then fuck, you know, deal with it because you fat type stuff. That's crazy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's probably why he ain't never came up in my feeds or nothing.
Yeah, one of the last videos he posted before he passed, but this is the thing though, when he passed away, I think he had like a heart attack or something, but the woman he was with would be what he would consider fat.
Oh.
But she wasn't black, so.
Oh.
I guess that made it okay. One of the last posts he made, and people were trying to justify it, one of the last videos he put out, he was saying women are losing out on good men or like divorcing their husbands because they're believing their children. So he was saying, if your little girl comes to you and says, hey, your boyfriend is molesting me, don't believe them because kids lie.
I know you are lying.
And in that same video, he said women over 30, what did he say? Women over 30 are basically useless.
Oh my God. Yeah. What is women under 30 doing? I'm confused. This is not me trying to come for women under 30, but what are y'all doing? I'm confused. Do they look a certain way?
I think it's more of...
You don't even reach your sexual peak to about 30s, 40s. Scientifically speaking, amen, hallelujah, Jesus. I may or may not know from personal experience.
But yeah, he used to say crazy stuff like that all the time. But this page used to post him. They still post him.
Girl, I can't stand it.
But yeah, there was a whole Twitter thread on them.
Well, they're Buckus. Trust your intuition. Manifest. Do your crystals. Do your tarot.
Yep.
Nah, I'm a witch because I'm into everything. I'm into everything. Check. Everything. Check. And I fuck up some spaghetti. Check. Not like she did, but I'm talking about eating. I'll eat it.
Me too.
Check. Look, check.
And that's crazy because like I cook spaghetti. That's my struggle meal. I cook spaghetti all the time.
It's everybody's struggle meal. It's one of the cheapest meals you can make.
My final thoughts is I do make spaghetti, but I don't put my blood in it. So
don't do that.
But my final thoughts, I think it's a lot of misconceptions. I think if people actually looked into it and researched it, they would understand that there is a difference between, there's different types of magic. So it just depends on your intentions. Like I said, everything I've ever seen since I've been, and I've been looking into it for years, but I've only seen positive. Like even when you were talking about love spells, the first love spells I saw were for self-love.
Yeah.
I've done that because I even have, where is it? This is my chakra bracelet, but I have one bracelet specifically for self-love. But this one is my chakra. It has the little clear quartz on there and it has like all the different colors. So
I broke my chakra bracelet and then my life just fell apart. But that's neither here nor there. All witches are not a monolith, just like all black women are not. I feel like everyone, like Dee said, it's on your intentions. If this is what's helping you be a better human being to society, you know, a better person in society, you're literally trying to bring heaven on earth, then I don't think that there's anything wrong with that. I also stand behind the fact that like that one comment said, a lot of y'all out here looking down on it and you out here messed up. You out here putting out negative energy. You out here cursing energy. People, putting spells on people. Yeah. And you know, unknowingly, because you're always negative. You always cursing people. You know, you always talking bad about people. And it's like, look at yourself and say, you know, why do I feel this way? Why do I feel jealous? Why is this person's name always in my mouth? And reevaluate that. Maybe you could learn a thing or two from spirituality, from manifesting, from, you know, this.
Meditation. We forgot meditation.
Meditation. Yeah, we did forget meditation. Yep. Which, yeah, meditation and manifesting is the same, in my opinion, as like praying and fasting and focusing. Because mm-hmm. when you're fasting, you're focusing on something. You're asking God to take an area in your life and do something with it, whether that's like in the relationship, move forward in a relationship, career stuff, things like that. It's the same. Like, to spread yep. love, peace, positivity, and keep it moving.
Yep.
But that's a funny post, though.
That's it. That's all.
That's all. And it was a cute post. The post was cute. Go look at the comment section.
Oh, hilarious. Yeah. There's this one woman. She is a witch, but she doesn't do like black magic. She more does like the herbs and stuff like that. But she mm-hmm. was saying, she has a video on how to lift a hex, because she was saying you can be hexed and not even know it. Basically, oh. like generational curses. So yeah, she was doing a video on how to like break generational curses, like lift hexes. And it was crazy because she was saying how you can hex somebody and not even know it. Mm-hmm. So somebody may have unintentionally hexed you, and now you're having all this bad luck and, you know, doing all that. So if we're going to get technical, if you want to call it witchcraft, it's everywhere.
Yeah, so, it truly is, because yeah. words have powers.
Yep.
Another thing is, I would want to learn how to protect myself. That's what I was going to say. I also feel like a lot of times people give things power. The more you don't know nothing about it, and or yeah, you're putting so much emphasis on this to where then it becomes a problem. So like if I'm afraid that someone is going to put a hex on me or is going to put some kind of spell on me, then it's going to happen because I'm vulnerable to it, instead of me saying, okay, I'm going to focus on myself, protect myself, learn all of these things. That way, if somebody does try to come at me, then I am protected. I feel like nothing can harm you if you either don't believe it, which if you don't believe it, that means you're not putting your energy towards it. I can't be afraid of something if I'm not putting any energy towards it.
Yep. This was an interesting conversation.
It was fun. We might have to do this again.
Have a guest.
Yeah. Because, yeah, even like as like this is going to be a regular episode, people, because it just is. But even for bonus on top of the movie, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Okay, that is all, folks.
Please follow us on Instagram at It's a Strange World Podcast, Twitter at Pod Strange World, and on Facebook and TikTok at It's a Strange World After All. Also, if you are listening to us on Apple Podcasts or Spotify and like the show, please go ahead and give us a 5-star rating. And if you're feeling extra strange, please write a review. Please and thank you.
Yes, yes, we would love to hear from you. What did you think of this week's episode? Like we said, if you liked it, let us know. We can do some bonus episodes, maybe an episode once a month like this.
Also, if there's anything else in the world of strange or true crime cases that you would like us to cover, let us know. If you have any personal stories involving true crime or the supernatural, we would love to have you on the show and share them with our listeners. We are doing movie reviews of the horror, thriller, slasher, and true crime genre. So if you have any movies or documentaries and want to hear our uncensored, unsolicited opinions on them, you can email those submissions to itsastrangeworldafterall@gmail.com or DM us at any other social media platforms D mentioned.
Even if you just want to say howdy ho, there we will be here.
Thank you for tuning into another episode of It's a Strange World After All.
Thank you guys. We love you guys. Keep on witching. Because the world is your oyster.
I thought you were going to say life's a witch. I don't know what I thought she was about to say.
Life's a witch. No. For whatever reason, I could only think of life's a beach. It's a beach. Life's a witch. Keep on witching. You know. Love you. Bye.
Bye. Thank you.